You've tuned into Words for Life broadcast. I'm Linda Johnson. This ministry has been striking and bombarding the atmosphere for over 15 years with the Word of God. Now let's enter into today's broadcast and see what the Lord is saying to a people by His Spirit.
Cursing, smoking, drinking, conditions. Some of us are saved and we put cigarettes down in our temple. And we even we say we can't stop. I didn't have prayer and I didn't have this one do this and I didn't have that. I just can't seem to stop. Oh, I can't seem to stop. Condition. You got yourself in the condition. You got yourself in the condition. You got yourself in the condition. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Compulsive behavior. Abuse of the internet. Gambling. Eating disorders. Condition. This is in the house. This is in the house. Oh, praise God. We can't pay our tithes for gambling. And try to. We want to. We want to. This is our last time. This is our last time. But got ourselves in a condition. And think nobody don't know. But I'm telling you, Jesus has found you out. He knows. He knows. Oh, praise God. Condition, sleeping pills. Somebody can't sleep. And the only way they can go to sleep is by taking a pill. And you say, I ain't gonna take no pill tonight, but you keep taking them. Got yourself in a condition. Painkillers. Oh, praise God, glory, hallelujah. You're tired of being in pain. Don't want to trust Jesus. So you done got fooled around and got hooked. Didn't mean to. Fooled around and got hooked on painkillers. Got yourself in a condition. Fooled around and got yourself in a condition. Unhealthy relationships. Hooked up with folk who's not like God. You keep saying, I ain't going to, if they call me, just tell them I'm not here. But before you know it, you're with them again. You're with them again. You tell folks you're going to cut these people loose, and you still with them. Unhealthy, no good for you trying to live for the Lord all you know how. Oh, praise God. And you got these folks hanging around cursing, offering you marijuana, offering you drinks, everything that's not like God. Got yourself tangled up in a condition. Oh, praise God. Friendships. Folks ain't no good. You love the Lord, and they're glad that you're saved. They're happy for you. They're happy for you. Praise God. They don't love the Lord like you do. They don't even understand this, but yet still y'all friends. Got yourself in a condition. Can't cut it loose. Conditions. Conditions. Jesus, please don't leave me in this condition. As I begin to close, you know, I was thinking about the military. And, you know, they have men and women take an exam. They can't really use folks when they know they got certain conditions. You know, you can go on back home because we looking for soldiers. And Jesus is looking for soldiers in the army of the Lord without all these conditions that we talked about. See, when you come in here with all those type of conditions, you can't really be effective. You can't really be effective. We can do something, you know, but it's nothing like being effective. Oh, praise God, glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So as we close in this message today, I want you to keep that in mind, that Jesus, I don't know about you. I do know about me. I want to be, I desire to be a soldier in the army of the Lord. And I know, hallelujah, that I would not be a good soul. I don't want to be thrown back and just be in the mix of everybody else. But I want to be a soldier that God can use. He cannot really use me with all these conditions. Jesus, please, that's why I said, don't leave me in these type of conditions. Hallelujah, don't leave me in these conditions. I don't want to be saved and still drink. I don't want to be saved to still have a boyfriend on the side. I don't want to be saved and in a lot of jealousy and strife and causing a lot of turmoil on my job. I don't want to be like that. Jesus, God, help me. Don't leave me, Lord, in these types of conditions. Maybe there's one today who's in a certain condition. Praise God. That you desire intercession today, that you would not be left in your condition. that you would not be left in the muck, that you would not be left in the mire, that you would not be left sitting down on God when he told you to get up, that you would not remain in this condition. See, God gives us an opportunity. He gives us a chance to come out of these conditions. He don't force you, but he gives you an opportunity. You said you wanted help from these conditions. There you go. Take it or leave it.
I thank God for you tuning in. You may reach this ministry by email at LindaLJohnson06@AOL.com for additional information. Until next time, may the blessings of our Lord be yours.